In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So here we are, at the end of our liturgical year. We've gone through all the seasons. We have told the whole story of the gospel as best we could within the confines of a single year. And what a very strange, disorienting year it has been. After all the seasons have been observed, all the holidays celebrated, all the scriptures read, our collect today summarizes pretty well what it's all about. Our God is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And God's intention is to bring to God's creation freedom and unity. That is God's intent for us. That is the purpose of the liturgical year, the purpose of all the holidays, the purpose of the Holy Scriptures, the purpose of St. Thomas Episcopal Church. This is the purpose of our gathering here tonight and every week. It's even the purpose of our pledging. Our purpose in all things is to recognize God as Lord over all, including our own inclinations, to open our hearts to receive the good gifts of freedom and unity that God intends. Or, as Jesus summarized it, we gather to learn how to seek first the kingdom of God. Our second reading from the Epistle of Paul to the church in Ephesus is well chosen. Paul writes to a community he has not met in person. He has only heard about them through the testimony of others. He has heard of their faith and of their love. And Paul's goal is to make sure that they enjoy equally the hope that is promised to every Christian. Because what a hope it is. It is to know what is the hope to which God has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his great power? And how do we attain to this kind of hope that surpasses everything else? Paul prays for us that God will give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Paul prays for us that God will give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now, wisdom is a kind of practical knowledge about reality. It is a knowledge that has real-world effects. Wisdom is the proclamation of the gospel that was handed down from person to person to person, all the way back from the very apostles until it reached your ears. Wisdom is embedded in the Holy Scriptures that have been crucial to keeping God's people on track, even as the winds of the times have pushed us to and fro. Wisdom is found in the traditions of the church, such as the liturgical calendar, the feasts and the fasts, the Holy Eucharist, and the Book of Common Prayer. Wisdom is found in our practices of prayer, of service, of study, and of giving. Now, I was supposed to be preaching on stewardship today. And the specific theme which I was assigned is 100% participation, to encourage every single member of St. Thomas to participate by submitting a pledge that makes sense for you and your situation. And that works because a pledge is not just about paying the bills at St. Thomas, though pledges are critical to that. Pledges are just one more example of that wisdom that has been passed down to us through the generations. Pledging is not just for clergy or for vestry or for exceptional Christians. Pledging is just another form of prayer, another form of worship, another thing like partaking of the Holy Eucharist, something that is for all of us, every single one. It is one more example of the wisdom of the church that seeks to draw us to God. Now, Paul's prayer for the Ephesians is for wisdom and revelation. Wisdom and revelation. When we take advantage of the wisdom that has been passed down to us, those practices through which we learn how to seek first the kingdom of God, then, says Paul, then we will experience the revelation of knowing God. Then the eyes of our hearts will be enlightened so that we can perceive God's power in our lives. That very same power that even raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Have you ever seen any other power like that? Can you imagine anything that that power cannot overcome? It is a power that is far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. It is a power that is greater than your creditors. It is a power that is greater than addiction. It is a power that is greater than cruelty or sorrow. It is a power that is greater than racism or white supremacy. It is a power that is greater than climate change. It is a power that is greater than nuclear weapons. And it is a power that is greater than COVID-19. And that, in the end, is why St. Thomas Episcopal Church was established 229 years ago and why it still exists. We don't get points with God just for coming to church. That's not what it's about. Showing up, sitting in the pews, does not make me a good person. But instead, we gather as a community to share with each other our own wisdom, that which has been passed down to us, as we invite one another, all of us, 100% participation, to engage in those wise practices which will prepare us and predispose us to perceive the revelation of God powerfully at work in our lives. God may be the creator of the universe, sovereign over all, the God of unfathomable power, and yet all that power, all that intentionality is aimed at you like a healing arrow. That is the power that frees us from every lesser thing. And on this Christ the King Sunday, it unites us in our common humanity, our common belovedness, our common citizenship in the kingdom of God. Amen.